Tampa Bay Water's Water Quality Assurance Officer Christine Owen said the region's water deficit until 2009 was more than 70 million gallons. Now they're implementing ways of getting more water from more places.
We've developed alternative supplies is a step in that process.
Those alternatives include a desalination plant to tap into the salt water that surrounds Pinellas County and a state-of-the-art surface water treatment facility. The director of the School of Global Sustainability at USF, Kalanithi Veeravamurthy, said an ideal water system would only treat water to the level consistent with its use.
The unit, not only from a public health perspective, like this water comes in, I have to treat it to this one grade and it's only the water, and then think retrospectively about what other things can I do with it. It's actually saying, what if I wanted to design it to maximize my energy potential? You know, what if I designed it from scratch so I can recover nutrients? And then also produce water of these different grades.
The problem is implementing those ideas in areas that already have well-functioning systems who don't want to fix what isn't broken.
And the energy involved in that movement of water probably makes it not very cost-effective. You know, it probably appears on paper that it's more effective just to extract more water. And so that sort of fact that we have these linear systems where everything's far away from where you need to use them makes it not as interesting.
And that's exactly the reason Tampa Bay Water hasn't implemented some more sustainable programs. Owen, their water quality assurance officer, said there would have to be a massive influx of infrastructure.
That's a lot of piping and a lot of engineering that has to be done to change that.
Water experts from around the world are at USF Tampa and St. Pete this week for the 2012 UNESCO IHE conference. The group functions as a leading water education facility and works worldwide to tackle issues like sea level rise and water sustainability. Veeravamurthy, who also works with UNESCO, said water agencies in urban areas tend to just find other ways to cope with growing consumption.
And so what we tend to do is retrofit. You know, we try and do something small here and something small there. And we do get some returns, but the returns aren't as dramatic as they would be if you had designed the system from scratch.
Owen said that the path to sustainability is a long one. She said it takes time, planning, and money. Their first step was in reducing groundwater use, but the agency does consider ways to improve efficiency, like encouraging the use of reclaimed water.
We're statutorily we're prohibited from touching reclaimed water. That's the purview of the governments. But we're very supportive of development of reclaimed water projects because of the offset to the potable supply.
But building a sustainable system from the ground up isn't as much of a challenge in developing areas. Veeravamurthy is working with some emerging urban centers in Africa.
They don't have mature infrastructure. They don't have mature institutions that you really have the opportunity to make a huge step change. You know, this sort of notion of a leapfrog, the ability to leapfrog. And Africa also has some very good institutions, water utilities that are quite progressive, and good academic institutions. So the enabling environment, you know, A, to develop some of these innovations is there because you have the good knowledge creators. The opportunities in these emerging towns is also there.
The ideas used to build new water infrastructure in developing cities is being studied by USF. A group of researchers, including James Buckingham, is using the USF campus as a sort of mini-city. They're compiling data on energy and water consumption and traffic flow to determine how to best plan utility use.
We have goals in mind in terms of like using solar energy up to 35% of campus's energy, or we have goals in mind of using all rainwater harvesting for the full irrigation system on campus.
Individuals can do their part without shelling out a fortune by conserving water. Restrictions are currently in place throughout the region that include set hours when people can water plants and wash cars. Those regulations will likely be lifted as the rainy season gets underway, but continuing them voluntarily could help fill the region's reservoir. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.